This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Love Day!
V-Day!
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've said that today.
What?
You didn't say it? Yeah. You've got a wifey. What the heck?
And kids.
She didn't say it.
So now it's on her.
Well, I mean, come on. We're married. You, like, you just don't. Do you really believe you? Oh, God. Stop, Amber, you especially, stop looking at me.
Especially.
Because I can feel you're like, I'm supposed to do something. It's like stupid.
I don't think you do. I mean, but a happy Valentine's Day isn't that much to do.
Can I just send an emoji or something?
You don't have to do anything
you don't want to do. Soccer.
Oh my God, it's not that I don't want to do it, but it just feels so
contrived. You have a daughter. Don't you guys do the Valentine's
Day? I helped her pack all of her stuff.
Yeah.
I have a ginormous, like, she had to take smart food popcorn for the whole class. She took full size candy bars for the whole class.
Oh, dude.
She's rolling
today.
Rock star at school.
For real.
Yeah.
So we got that going.
You didn't say happy, not once did you go happy Valentine's Day.
In this room, is there anyone who believes in it?
None
so then what?
Whatsoever.
No. Have you said it to anybody today?
None whatsoever.
Have you?
My dad.
See?
He texts me a little sweet Valentine's Day
note.
Oh,
you think a dad would do that for his daughter?
Isn't that sweet?
Sorry, man.
Laying it on thick.
There's a shooting in my neighborhood this morning, so maybe I'm not on point.
That's right. What would that?
Oh, don't use that as an excuse.
There's a shooting.
Seriously, dude,
you can't. It's Commerce City. That's just regular Commerce City
that's
business.
Every other
shut up.
Day for you.
Christmas is 10 times worse.
I'm going to say this. One of the reasons I didn't say Happy Valentine's Day is I was up before she was, and I heard pop, 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 pop. And I'm like, she gets up, and I was like, did you hear the gunshots? She's like, like, she didn't believe me that they were gunshots.
Oh.
And I'm like, I know gunshots.
She's still new to Commerce City, though. She's young. You've been there a long time. You know how it's the ambiance of Commerce City.
Are you almost done?
Okay, sorry.
There's more shootings in Saudi Aurora than there is in,
I
guarantee.
Nope.
Anyway, so I haven't said it to anybody. So I just.
Including your wife, the person you should probably. Okay.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Now.
I'm going to text it right now.
Oh, listen, can we help you with the message?
No, here's the thing. I want to know what you guys are doing, if anybody's doing anything. I mean, you're not.
I avoid it religiously.
Okay.
I don't have to do anything yet.
Oh, that's right. Amber has a blind date tonight.
She does.
Yay!
And we're showing up. We're going to show up.
We
too.
Are. Yep. And a tiki bar, right? Tiki bar on Broadway.
Tiki bar.
Well,
some
if
sort
you
of...
guys show up, I won't be there.
Oh, what?
He canceled.
I did. I'm a jerk. I'm such a jerk. I don't know. I was like gonna finalize the plans, and I just had like anxiety around it. I was like, I can't do it. I can't go.
You're not gonna get back out there, like ever?
Is it too?
Like,
soon?
I don't want to. No.
Yeah,
it's not too soon. It's been like 2 months. Like we broke up at Christmas. Like I should be ready, but I'm just not.
Is it because it's Valentine's? If it was just a regular Friday, would it be? Or is it because it's?
You can't even go get a drink with a dude,
right?
Well, now you're just making me
feel
bad. No, I'm
not. See, here's the deal. Because I was good. I've been kind of pressuring her, like, both ways. And, like, then Erin is, like, one of our producers. She's like, she's just not ready. She needs to heal herself. And I'm like, dude, how long does it take you to heal after a breakup? I'm on my way to find somebody to replace.
See, and that's, I think, where my mindset was, is I have gone out with people that I've known prior to the breakup.
Familiarity.
Yeah, so I was comfortable with that, and this is just like new and blind, and I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, there's a little bit of pressure. So how did he take it when you had
to call him? He was fine. Honestly, he was like, I didn't really realize, I didn't put together that today was Valentine's Day, and now I feel like it's kind of weird, and I was like, it is, okay, bye.
So then is this a postponing, or are you just back off the market?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided. But I'm either going to stay at home and drink wine and eat my feelings, or I might go roller skating tonight. I don't know.
Shut up!
As they say, a good book and a warm bath is better than any man. Anyway.
Who says that?
It was like in a rom-com.
Steve made it up right now.
So speaking of rom-coms, if you are, they say, actually, what percentage of us? It's like 80-some percent of people are just staying home.
80.
It's a huge number. I forget the percentage, but it's ridiculous.
It's so busy tonight.
Do the cops set up all their little checkpoints and stuff tonight, or is this one of those?
I don't feel like this is the DUI night. Okay. I feel like, yeah, like St. Patty's Day is a big one.
Big one. This one hasn't reached that level yet.
No, I think you're not getting hammered tonight. You just get enough.
You would.
Well, I mean, enough to get.
Well, you get her drunk enough to get your present.
Right.
That's sort of what our thing is. So, if you are staying home tonight, I want to run through this quick list with our professor of rom-coms to see
I just have a few in my collection.
Which one of these do you think is going to get you the most lucky?
For a guy,
this is BuzzFeed, I believe. No, it's Ranker. Ranker came up with the top 10
for a guy or both of them together.
Valentine's Day movies.
Okay,
they don't have to have Valentine's Day in it. It's just like I don't think. Because Titanic's on the list.
No.
Is that even...
That
no,
nothing
that's...
to do with...
But would you watch that tonight and try to get lucky? Everybody dies, right?
1,200 people die?
Yeah, right, that's right.
Romance.
Yay! But it's got the My Heart Will Go On song. She throws the...
No. Okay.
That's a hard no for you? Huh. Yeah. Pride and Prejudice. That's number 10.
What was that one?
That's a hard no for me. I haven't even seen it because I know what it is.
Okay.
What? It's a terribly British, it's like a period piece, and everybody's in their frilly clothes, and everybody's going to be speaking properly.
That's definitely not going to get you.
No, zero love.
Okay, good.
You've Got Mail. Ooh.
No.
It's the lesser of the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, rom-com. It's like
the lesser
of them. It's like the top and bottom shelf.
Well, it is only at number 9. So
okay.
I don't get this one at all. Pretty Woman.
Yes, that would get you lucky for
women,
sure.
Yes.
What?
Yes, he's a rich guy who gets vulnerable at the end. Yeah.
And Richard Gere's hot.
Huh.
You ever hear the gerbil story?
No.
Why don't you Google that later?
Oh, no.
It is a full on.
Is that romantic? Is,
definitely not for the gerbil.
I'm a little scared.
Well, I know it's an urban legend. It's got to be. But it was going around about Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And the horrifying, I tried to figure out the logistics of making it happen for a long time. There are people screaming at their radio right now. This is okay. Next, Ever After.
I don't even know what that is.
Who's in that one?
It's from 1998. It must be terrible.
Okay.
Because nobody in this room has heard of it.
Steve hasn't seen it.
Right, because I'm the cultured one, so if I haven't heard it, then it
must suck. Is that the one with... Never mind.
Amy Adams?
That's your girl. You love Amy Adams.
Is it Amy Adams?
That's the Enchanted.
Notebook. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay, I love that one. God, that... No, that won't get you.
Is that a rom-com?
It sort of is. She's Cinderella.
Oh, that
sort
one.
Sort of, right? Yeah. Isn't she?
I don't know.
Okay. Next, Dirty... No, Love Actually.
Oh, where he holds up the boombox and...
That's Say Anything.
Oh, I always get those two.
Love Actually is the one with all the rock star in it.
Love is where they hold up the... He holds up the signs.
That's the love...
Oh, yeah. Signs, not boombox.
Yeah, and it says, to me, you are perfect.
Which one?
So sweet.
So the boombox is John Cusack standing on front playing the In Your Eyes.
That's
Say Anything. Love Actually is the one you just watched with the rock star who's
He's the older gay. He plays the has-been rock star.
Okay, that's a hard... I feel like it's a good movie to watch, but you're not getting lucky.
Right.
Good point.
Dirty Dancing?
Definitely getting lucky.
Yeah, they dance dirty.
All the grinding and...
Yep, there's grinding.
That one line from the movie.
And Patrick Swayze.
He's hot. Nobody puts Jerry Orbach in a corner.
Here's the thing. You know, if you had said the real thing, they'll sue you. It's one of those things like the Michael Buffer thing where he goes and if you say, let's get ready to, and you say that other word, he'll go after you, so will they.
Every year at the radio station, we get a memo saying, remember.
Don't say that!
Yes, don't
let's
play.
Get ready to. And you can't say nobody puts. You can't say it.
Yeah, right.
You're not supposed to say it.
That's why you're Jerry Orbach.
Then Titanic is in there. Next up, Notebook.
Now, you love Amy, what's her name?
Rachel McAdams.
You love her, so.
Yeah, I think so. It's got Ryan Gosling and that other guy. And
they're hot.
This death. I feel like any movie where they die in the end, even though it's romantic, it's just like you roll over after they're both dead and go, let's do it.
It'd be maybe like some sweet love, not what you're probably looking for.
They say death's an aphrodisiac, so.
Who's really? They? The same people who said the thing. All right, couple more here. A Walk to Remember.
I don't know what that is. No, you're going to cry. Why?
Old school.
I don't know what that is.
It's with Mandy Moore.
Oh.
And she, yeah, she
dies or something? Yeah. Hard no. Last one. Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, that actually features Valentine's Day itself. Remember
it does.
The heart on the
Empire State Building.
I'll meet you at the roof of Empire on February 4th. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I have a suggestion for anybody who wants to get some action tonight.
Okay.
Google Richard Gere gerbil.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.